Drive with Robin Roz. Weekdays 4 to 7. Jacaranda FM.
Stop! The internet says we're doing wrong!
What does the internet say we're doing wrong?
So, you know, the practice of feng shui, of how your space should be laid out,
yes,
so that you can get like the premium experience of being a human on the stage, right? Premium,
yes.
full subscription. So there are certain things, apparently, that you shouldn't keep next to your bed.
Yeah, a cluster.
Right.
Because my brain has immediately gone to my bedside table.
Yes.
Let me see.
Nou, ek het eintlik niks van hierdie goed langs my bed nie. Maar ek kan nie verstaan hoekom dit 'n issue gaan wees nie. But the feng shui people will tell you why. First thing on the list, nail clippers.
Ja, don't. No.
Keep
them in the bathroom, please.
Can I tell you what? Ja, ons het so 'n tasse wat in die badkamerkassie is. En dit is waar ons het hou. Maar vir die mense wat wel hulle nail clippers langs hulle bed hou. The reason that you shouldn't have nail clippers next to your bed.
Ja.
Anything sharp and metal can pierce your energy shield. So then that can mess up your whole premium experience of being a human.
My energy shield.
Yes.
I will keep it in one piece then.
Your energy shield will be penetrated and it will
who,
be
who knows pierced. When Doctor Strange is going to come and want to fight and then I need my energy shield complete.
Thank you. Thank
you. You don't want to be pierced by your own nail clippers. Also, I'm sorry, I don't want to see nail clippers anywhere in your house. They're just a gross item.
Sit hulle weg.
Asseblief.
Ja, maar soms hou mense dit in die bedside table of langs aan of wat ook al.
No, next.
Reg so. Nommer 2. A trash can.
Ja, okay. I do agree. Can we keep bins in the bathroom?
Yes.
Not bins in the bedroom.
Ja. Maar wat ek sal sê is, ek die enigste keer wat ek 'n trash can in my kamer het, is as ek 'n verkoue het en dit is net tissues, tissues.
Fair enough.
So liewer 'n klein asblikkie as om tissues op die grond.
So what's the technical feng shui reason for not having one?
Trash cans can hold murky energy that can negatively affect your health.
Does this stuff count for teenagers? Because I feel like I need to have trash cans in my teenagers' rooms. Because I don't care about the feng shui and the energy. They can
things
live with
clean
energy as long as you don't use your floor as a trash can.
Sien, dit is wat ek sê. En dan, die derde ding op die lys.
Ja.
Medication. Even in a drawer, it affects your mood and your mental state.
Because what the energy knows that I've got meds, so I might get sick.
Exactly. Waar daar 'n probleem het is, dalk is jou bedside table of jou kassie die enigste plek waar jy onthou om jou medikasie te vat. So then maybe that's why you're keeping it there. But don't put the vibes out there to make yourself sick because there's medicine on your bedside table.
I'm just trying to work out, like, what happens if you keep something tasty in your bedside drawer? Like snacks.
The
then you become a snack.
Yeah, I was going to say. Does the energy now know that I'm hungry?
The like, energy will know that you're hungry, especially if you have nail clippers next to that, next to that chocolate or that snack. So it can pierce the field and everything can come through.
Oh, I'm just imagining now you're opening the bedside drawer and there's old tissues and a nail clipper and a half-eaten bag of snack. Oh,
sis!
Yes, sis.